Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Story Shop. I'm Princess Tamalpa, and here's Aunt Sally.
Oh, excuse me. You caught me with my mouth full of cereal.
Did you know, Aunt Sally, that the word cereal comes from an ancient Roman goddess?
You mean a long time ago, some Roman goddess came all the way down from Mount Olympus, the home of the Greek and Roman gods, to hand us one little word?
Oh, my goodness, no. I mean that long ago in Rome, people believed that a goddess brought the seasons and made things grow.
Made things grow? What kind of things?
Oh, good things to eat, like wheat, barley, corn, and beautiful things like flowers and trees.
That was some goddess. She had a lot of power. What was her name?
Ceres.
Oh, now I get it. Ceres Cereal.
Right. You're also right to think Ceres was a powerful goddess, Aunt Sally, as we shall see in this morning's story of Persephone.
High on the top of Mount Olympus, home of the Greek and Roman gods, Persephone, beautiful daughter of the goddess Demeter, begged her mother to visit Earth, the land of mortals. Mortals was the god's name for ordinary people.
Oh, please, mother, let's go to Earth to pick flowers. Plums and pears hang from the trees, full and ripe, and the sun makes even the river Cyane as warm as bathwater. Oh, look down, mother. See the Nicean meadows so full of flowers, fragrant roses, and even violets. Oh, and there's carpets of daisies. Oh, please, let's go. Not even Mount Olympus has such beauty.
Hush, daughter. Don't let my brother Zeus hear you. He believes no place is better than Olympus.
Oh, mother, that's because he hardly ever leaves here to visit the land of the mortals. All he does is tease the people on Earth with his thunderbolts.
Hush, child. Your uncle Zeus is the mightiest of the gods. All other gods obey him, even he who receives many guests.
He who receives many guests? Oh, you mean Hades, god of the underworld and king of the dead. I don't like him. He's like a dreary giant, always dressed in black and living under the ground. I'd hate to live under the ground. I just love the sun and the sky and the flowers and the animals too much. Oh, look now, mother. Other maidens just like me are playing in the meadow.
Yes, I see them. They're the daughters of the ocean.
Please, mother. Please, may we go now?
You certainly are persistent, Persephone. All right, we'll go.
Oh, how I love to feel the grass under my feet. I'm going to pick flowers, Mother.
That's fine, Persephone. Do you remember the rule about picking wildflowers?
Yes, I can pick only flowers from places where 10 or more are growing.
And why do I ask you to do this?
Oh, Mother, I want to go play.
Not before you've answered me, Persephone. Now, why do I ask that you pick flowers only from places where 10 or more such plants are growing?
Because the seeds that come from the other flowers will make up for the one I've taken. Now may I go?
Yes, daughter, now you may go.
Yay!
Off scampered the barefoot Persephone, yellow hair flying and eyes sparkling in the sunlight. She danced with the daughters of the ocean. Then they played tag and hide-and-seek. Finally, after hours of running about in the soft Nicean grass, the daughters of the ocean sat down amid a field of daisies and began making daisy chains. But Persephone wasn't ready to sit down. She wandered the meadow, relishing the songs of the birds and laughing at the blue sky. When she reached the shore of the river Cyane, she couldn't resist putting her feet into the cool water.
Oh, what beautiful violets grow near this river. There are certainly more than 10 here. In fact, there must be at least 1,000.
The young goddess pulled her feet from the river and knelt among the flowers, picking a sweet bouquet for her mother. Her mother was Demeter, goddess of corn and all things that grow, and she knew her mother would like a bouquet. But little did Persephone know, as she sung a song to the violets, that a trap was set for her.
Blue violets upon a bed of green, river running by me makes me want to sing. Oh, don't I wish this valley were my home,
Green beneath the sunshine near the white sea foam.
What a pretty flower! It's not a violet. Its stem rises tall and green above the little violets. And what lovely little white flowers tumble out from the top of this stem. They look like tiny stars.
Admiring the lovely narcissus flower, Persephone was not aware that someone was likewise admiring her. Hades, god of the underworld and king of the dead, lay hidden beneath the ground, watching her. He had fallen in love with Persephone the first time he saw her on Mount Olympus. He had asked Zeus for her hand in marriage, but the mighty Zeus had just laughed. If Hades could catch her, Zeus had said, then he could make Persephone his bride. Zeus knew that Persephone would never marry Hades willingly, for as she herself said, she loved the sun too much.
Oh, dear, I don't see another flower with white stars on it in the whole meadow, but I just must take this one to Mother. She'll know its name and where it came from. I'm sure she won't mind if I pick a lone flower just this once.
As Persephone broke off the narcissus, the ground split open. Up rode Hades in a golden chariot drawn by 6 deathless horses.
No! No! Let me down! Mother! Zeus! Mother!
Over the river Cyane, Hades drove. Making a wide circle, he returned to the crevice in the earth. Down into the dark tunnel he took Persephone. Down, down, down into the underworld kingdom where the sun never shines and the spirits of mortals wander after death. As Persephone was carried away, her immortal cry rang from the mountaintops and shook the ocean floor.
Mother! Mother!
Oh, oh, that's my daughter's voice! Persephone! I don't see her among the other maidens in the meadow. Maybe she's down by the river.
Demeter raced to the river's edge.
Violets scattered everywhere, even in the river. What's that caught by the river rock? 1 lone narcissus? Might she have fallen into the river? Oh, river nymph, hear me. This is Demeter, goddess of corn. Have you taken my daughter, Persephone?
I cannot answer you. Go ask Poseidon, god of the sea. I flow to him who rules over me.
Over the wide ocean flew Demeter.
Brother Poseidon, answer me. Have you taken Persephone?
Demeter, my sister, no need to fear. Your daughter's safe, but not here.
Where is she? Tell me!
No, no, not me. Ask Hecate.
Back over Nycean meadows flew the frantic mother, straight to a cave high in the hills. Here lived Hecate, goddess of darkness.
Oh, Hecate, hear me. Have you seen my daughter, Persephone?
No, seen her I have not, but hear her I have. Her call shook my walls. You must ask Helios, god of the sun, for he saw her as he sees everyone.
Demeter hurried on to the sun, watchman of gods and mortals.
Oh, Helios, pity me. Have you seen Persephone? Was it god or mortal man who took my daughter from this land?
Demeter of the corn-colored hair, your brother Zeus gave Persephone to Hades as his bride.
Oh, no!
Do not weep. The ruler of many is a mighty king, a worthy husband for your daughter.
Hades, a good husband for Persephone? You, Helios, say this? You who know better than anyone how much my daughter loves the sky and flowers, the fresh sea breezes, and yes, the sun? How can you say Hades would make a good husband for her? How can you? How could Zeus do this to her? He knows how she loves to play in the open air and run along the seashore. Now she's held prisoner far under the earth. Oh, my heart is hurt. And my anger is against all of you gods for allowing this.
Weeping, Demeter left Helios and turned her back on Mount Olympus and the company of gods. She took the form of an old woman dressed in brown robes and walked among the mortals. I have walked enough today. I'll sit by this well until someone comes by to draw out water for me. Here come four lovely maidens now.
Good day, old mother.
Good day, kind maiden. What is your name?
Callidice.
Will you draw a drink for me, Callidice? I have traveled far and am thirsty.
Of course. Where do you come from, gentlewoman?
To disguise who she really was, Demeter told the girls a story. Oh, I've had a hard time of it. Pirates carried me away over the broad back of the sea by day. I escaped them in dire fright and came to your city of Eleusis last night. Is there a wealthy woman here who might hire me as nurse for her children dear? Such is the work of old women like me.
Why, yes, indeed there is. Wait here, good woman. Come, sisters. Let's ask mother if she will hire this gentle woman to nurse our baby brother, Damophon. Wait here. We'll be right back.
Yes, my child, I'll wait for you. Oh, how my heart aches when I see you running down the path, your yellow hair blowing in the wind. You look so much like my dear Persephone.
As if in sympathy with Demeter, the trees around her dropped their leaves like tears. Some of the leaves were red, reflecting Demeter's anger with the gods. Some of the leaves were golden, reflecting the mother's deep love for her daughter. Some of the leaves were brown, taking on the color of Demeter's brown robes of sorrow. Soon Callidice returned with good news.
Come, good woman, my mother wishes to meet you. Up and down, little Damophon. There now, son, that's enough play for one day, at least for your poor, tired mother. Now listen, your sisters are bringing someone to be your nurse. Won't that be nice? I'm too old to keep up with you by myself. Oh, I hear them, my little one. Your sisters come into the courtyard. Let me wrap you up so we're ready to meet your new nurse. Oh, who stands so tall as to block the sun from the doorway?
Demeter, because she was a goddess, stood taller than most mortal women.
Good day, Metanira, wife of Celeus and mother of little Damophon.
Good day, gentlewoman. Because you're so tall, I guess that you come from royal parents.
That is true. Will you have me as nurse to your infant son, good mother?
Yes, if you raise him well. All women throughout the land will wish they were you, so great will be your reward.
I'm grateful, kind lady. May the gods grant you riches, for I will bring up your son wisely.
For months, Demeter set her mind on raising young Damophon. She fed him ambrosia, the food of the gods, treating him as if he were her own dear child. Now it came about, however, that the ways of the gods and the ways of the mortals were not the same, especially in raising children. Mother and nurse argued until one day the goddess Demeter grew so angry at Damophon's mother that she thrust the babe into the mother's arms.
Foolish mortals! You don't know good fortune when you have it! Your child had the wisest of all nurses in me, for I am Demeter, goddess of the corn and all things that grow.
So saying, the goddess flung off her somber robes, and her great beauty shone forth, lighting up the whole house. Frightened, Metanira put up her arm to cover her face, for she saw that the goddess was angry.
Let the people of this land now build me a temple to atone for this woman's foolishness.
Then the people who lived in Eleusis, the Eleusians, quickly built such a temple. Demeter entered it and shut the door. Now angry not only with the gods, but also with the mortals, golden-haired Demeter remained in the temple, weeping for her lost daughter. The earth outside did not feel her graceful footstep for many months. Restless seeds of corn went back to sleep beneath the soil and didn't sprout. Trees didn't show a single leaf nor blossom, neither did narcissus nor violets, hyacinths nor crocuses bloom. The bursting and budding of life did not happen while Demeter wept.
Soon mortals grew exceedingly hungry, for nothing would grow in their fields. Their animals were also dying for want of food. High on Mount Olympus, the mighty Zeus wondered why mortals were not offering the gods sacrifices of animals and grain. He pushed away a cloud and peered down on the little city of Eleusis, where he heard someone crying so bitterly that nothing on earth would grow.
No one weeps so, except a god or goddess. Helios, god of the sun, watchman of gods and mortals, who's crying down there in this illusion temple?
It's your sister, Demeter, weeping for her lost daughter.
Demeter? Her daughter's not lost. She sits as queen of the underworld with Hades.
For Demeter, that's as good as lost, for she knows her daughter is unhappy.
This is foolishness. Demeter's shirking her responsibilities. Nothing grows when she weeps so, and the mortals cannot offer us gods the fruits of the harvest. Iris! Iris!
Iris, goddess of the rainbow and messenger of the gods, stands ready before you, mighty Zeus.
Iris, go bring Demeter home.
Yes, mighty Zeus. Down the curved rainbow slid Iris, straight into the illusion temple of Demeter. Demeter, goddess of corn and all things that grow, your brother Zeus, supreme ruler over gods and mortals, lord of sky, rain, and clouds, he who wields the awful thunderbolt, bids you come back to Olympus, your home.
Olympus is not my home. I have no home until my daughter is returned from her prison under the ground. Tell Zeus this. All mortal plants and creatures will die unless Persephone is returned to me.
Iris took Demeter's message back to Zeus. Zeus then sent his wife, the goddess Hera, protector of married women, to persuade Demeter that Persephone's marriage to Hades was a good one. But Demeter just glared with angry eyes at Hera. Then Zeus sent his favorite child, Athena. The flashing-eyed Athena had been born full-grown and in full armor. She was a fierce battle goddess, but also goddess of agriculture. Here, thought Zeus, is a match for stubborn Demeter. But Demeter just glared with angry eyes at Athena.
Athena, goddess of agriculture, take this message back to Zeus. Not a corn stalk will grow, not one tree will bear fruit, unless Persephone is returned to me.
Then Zeus sent Apollo, god of music and health. Apollo sat before Demeter and played his small golden harp, hoping that the sweet music would make her feel better.
Go away, Apollo. Your sweet music only reminds me of Persephone's sweet laughter. Tell Zeus that all things will die if Persephone is not returned to me.
Finally, Zeus sent Artemis, goddess of the hunt and protector of children.
Gentle Demeter.
Dear Artemis, your journey is in vain if you too speak for Zeus.
Zeus tells me you weep for your daughter.
Wouldn't you? Persephone was snatched from the green earth and taken against her will into the depth of the underworld. As protector of children, can you allow such a thing to happen?
Artemis's eyes grew angry.
No, I shall talk to Zeus about this myself.
Away sped Artemis like an arrow through the clouds, straight to the throne of the mighty god Zeus. So strong were her words to Zeus that he finally gave up.
All right, Artemis. I can see my sister Demeter is not going to let the fruit of the earth grow again until she has Persephone beside her. I'll send a messenger to Hades. Hermes! Hermes, god of the winged feet.
Hermes, your messenger stands ready before you, mighty Zeus.
Hermes, you know the way to the underworld, for you've been there many times. I want you to visit the king down there, Hades, the one who receives many guests, and bring back Persephone, daughter of Demeter. As long as she hasn't eaten any food from the underworld, she may come back to her mother.
Yes, my lord.
As fast as a ray from the sun, Hermes flew down into the underworld. He knew the way, for he was the god who led mortals to this, their last home. He flew straight to the palace of dread Hades. There Hermes saw the lovely Persephone sitting with downturned mouth and teary eyes on the throne next to Hades. She was as sad in this palace as her dear mother was in the temple. Hermes stepped before the underworld king.
Hail, dark-eyed Hades!
Hello, Hermes. What brings you here?
Zeus commands me to take Persephone back to her mother.
What? Why?
Demeter, goddess of the corn and mother of Persephone, weeps in the Elysian temple. She won't allow anything to grow in mortal land until her daughter is returned to her. Zeus fears all people will die and thus not be able to sacrifice to the gods anymore.
That's of no concern to me.
Zeus commands that Persephone return to her mother.
All right. Just let me have a few minutes alone with my bride before you snatch her away from me. Make yourself useful, Hermes. Go ready my chariot. It's out the side door there and around back. Persephone and I will meet you in front in a minute.
As you wish.
Once Hermes had left, Hades clapped his hands. A servant appeared, listened to a whispered order from the king, then left.
Well now, Persephone, are you glad to be going back to your mother?
Oh, yes, I can't believe it.
You'll think of me kindly, though, won't you? I mean, it's no dishonor to be the wife of a god such as I, so powerful. I'm Hades, who divided up the world with Zeus and Poseidon before the beginning of time. Poseidon received the ocean, Zeus the sky, and I the underworld, with all its fabulous riches. Think of it, Persephone. Every jewel in the earth belongs to me, and to you as my wife.
Persephone turned her head away.
I'm not interested in your money. I'm young, and I don't want to spend my time in these cold, dank caverns of the underworld. I want to see my mother and feel the soft grass under my feet. I want to smell the flowers and hear the gentle buzz of the bees and the newborn call of the birds. I want the sun.
The servant came in, carrying a tray of fruit.
Well, my dear, I still feel if you've stayed a little longer, you'd grow to love it here, to love being rich and powerful. But since I see you're determined to go, I ask that you join me in eating a small snack before your journey.
No, I'm not hungry.
Come. Come, my dear, we face a long trip, and you haven't eaten anything since you came here. Your mother will think I've been starving you.
Well, maybe just a bit of that pomegranate.
Wonderful. Here, I'll cut it open for you.
At that moment, Hermes entered the hall.
My lord, the chariot awaits you.
Oh, I can't believe I'm really going home. Let's leave right away.
Persephone ran out to the chariot with Hades right behind her.
You forgot your pomegranate, my dear.
Who cares about an old pomegranate? I'm going home.
For my sake, dear wife, eat these three seeds.
Oh, all right.
Hades winked at Hermes, but Hermes was busy with the horses.
There, I've eaten three seeds, though I can't see how they'll help me much on the trip. Now, let's go.
All right, let's go. Hermes, drive on.
Up through the dark tunnel they sped. Out into the bright sunlight the chariot soared, straight to the Elysian temple where fair Demeter was weeping. Suddenly the goddess lifted her head.
I seem to hear a joyful sound like a thousand butterflies dancing.
She went to the temple doorway. At first, she saw only a golden sparkle far away, as though a star had fallen to earth during the day. The closer it came, the more she realized it was a golden chariot, the golden chariot of Hades, coming to return her fair-haired daughter.
My daughter's coming! She's coming! Can a heart so full of happiness burst? Who can know the joy of a mother whose daughter is returned to her?
As the chariot landed on the grass, graceful Demeter raced down the hill like a wild woman to greet the child of her heart.
Persephone! Persephone!
Mother!
Oh, daughter! What are those red stains on your dress?
I don't know. Well, maybe I cut my finger or...
Or maybe she spilled some juice from her pomegranate.
Pomegranate? Did you eat a pomegranate while you were in the underworld? Answer me, daughter.
I didn't eat anything.
Oh, thank goodness.
Until Hermes came.
Oh, no!
I only ate 3 seeds, Mother. Is that so bad?
Ask your husband, my child. Persephone turned to Hades, who was laughing merrily, not at all like a man who was losing his new bride. In fact, he knew he wasn't going to lose Persephone.
My young bride doesn't know that if she eats the food of the underworld, she must return to it?
No! Is this true, Mother?
Yes, fair-haired daughter. I must now share you with one who receives many guests. You will return to the land of the dead every year, staying there for 3 months' time.
Oh.
Cheer up, daughter. You don't have to go back to the underworld for many months. Even when you do go back, remember, when you return to me as you have today, the earth will burst into bloom, bringing forth nourishing fruit and sweet-smelling flowers. The sun will smile as the birds in the air and the beasts of the fields dance for joy. And so it was that first spring and every spring thereafter.
You know, Aunt Sally, if Persephone hadn't gone into the underworld, we wouldn't have our 4 seasons.
Demeter's sorrow made the leaves fall and the winter come, and her great joy brought back the flowers.
I'm always glad when winter's over and the flowers appear, and it's time to close the story shop for this week, so why don't we go out and enjoy the flowers?
And you listeners, too. And remember, tune in next week, same time, same station, to the story shop.